From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. He was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, with his talents, his genius, and his great endless scientific ability, has proven the luminous reality adopted by the Shia that an Imam must be the most aware and virtuous one of the people of his time. And it has also proven that the one who has more knowledge than anyone else must be the Imam, regardless of whether he is young or old. Allah the Almighty has provided the infallible Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all, with knowledge, wisdom, and sound judgment, similar to how Allah provided the prophets of the past with these same concepts and qualities. Truly, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam has shown this reality to all of the world.
Parts of Ziyarah text of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Peace be upon you, O shining lights. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. We find in the era of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam that the Islamic world was being bombarded by new philosophical, theological sciences and questions, as well as new physical sciences and questions regarding those physical sciences. Since the time of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, we find that debates among the Muslims were something quite common, to the point where the governmental establishment of the Abbasids would formally conduct these debates sometimes in the public arena, where many different kinds of people were invited. Scholars were invited, judges were invited, ambassadors from different parts of the world were invited. And these debates would occur, of course, in the presence of the Ahlul Bayt and the divinely appointed Imams, who would answer the questions from the people and would always come out victorious in these debates. And so in one such instance in a dialogue, we find that Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari asked about the Quranic verse which says that vision comprehends Allah not and Allah comprehends all vision. And so in response to this question of Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replies and says, O Abu Hashim, the imagination of hearts is more accurate than the sight of eyes. For you may perceive with your imagination Sindh and Hind and other countries that you have not visited, although you do not perceive them with your eyes. And yet the imagination of hearts cannot perceive Allah. Then how can the sight of your eyes perceive Him? In this very short and yet beautiful and profound and really eye-opening answer by Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam to Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari's question that visions cannot comprehend Allah, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam gives this beautiful relevance and this beautiful connection with one's imagination. And not only does he give you this example and this correlation between the imagination of the heart and the physical eyes, but then he actually gives you a very real and practical example where he says that, you know, you can perceive faraway lands, you know, in at that time Sindh is the present day Pakistan and Hind is the present day India. But if you, you know, ask people to imagine China or Japan or India or Persia for that matter, then there's a very vivid imagination that comes into one's mind, even though one may not have physically seen these places. And so what is trying to be said here by Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is that the imagination is more powerful than the eyes, because the imagination can imagine or, you know, metaphysically see something that the physical eye has not been able to see. And so then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says that imagination cannot comprehend and encompass the reality and the essence of the being of Allah. So then how can your eyes, when in the previous example we had said that the imagination is more powerful than the eyes? A very simple, beautiful, but very powerful, accurate, and may I say perfect response by the divinely appointed Imam to this question. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9 years old. Basically, look at the special wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to our ninth Imam. What is zinat? Beauty. But let's go to the hadith of the Imam, where Imam talks about a zinat in a very different level. وَحُسْنُ الْعَدَبْ زِينَةُ الْعَقْلِ. Good manners is beauty for intelligence. Now, it's a discussion by itself, who is intelligent, who is not intelligent. We don't want to go into that. But the Imam is saying, if a person who is intelligent, you know, one of the beauty of such a person would be that his manners would be good. You know, there's a narration again in the life of the ninth Imam, and this is where you see the continuity in the guidance, even though one Imam was not present at the time of the other Imam. There was a companion common to eighth and ninth Imam. And he says, once I went to the eighth Imam and he gave me something, and I took it. While I was leaving, Imam stopped and he says, why didn't you say Alhamdulillah? You know, you got something, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time passed, it was eighth Imam's time, and he goes to him. Something similar happens, and Imam gave him something. And he immediately said, Alhamdulillah. Now the narration doesn't say that the ninth Imam was there in the first. He just turned to him, the Imam, and he says, Ta'addabta, now you have acquired the adab and good manners.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.